This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for April the 12th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 to 6. It says there, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight." End of quote. In yesterday's Bible Insight, we learned God is not just our Creator and Savior only, but He is our Counselor and Guide as well. He guides you with His eye. It does not matter small, big, or in-between things. Being His child, He wants you to get Him involved in all the decisions and details of your life. We also learned that God orders the steps of His children, though we are not aware of it most of the time. He also determines our steps, though we make our own plans. His plans will endure and not our programs. Today's Bible Insights gives you three conditions for God's guidance. Three things from you that position yourself well for His supernatural guidance. Number one, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Beloved, you must trust God. It gets hard to trust when bad things happen to you. However, you have to trust God fully and completely. You need to get relaxed. Whatever that causes you to worry and get frustrated, let it go. You need to learn to trust God and His good eyes and hands on you. He promised He would guide you with His own eye, didn't He? Psalms 32:8. Trusting in the Lord means believing that He is who He said He is. Trusting in the Lord means believing in the promises of God, even in the bad and good times of your life. Even in those times, the evidence seems contrary. When the proofs seem contradictory, we struggle to trust God and His promises, didn't we? However, that is what you must do. You must trust God and His promises. He will never fail you nor forsake you. Jesus never failed any person. You must trust God and His promises. He is a prayer-answering God. He will deliver you from all your problems. He is the God who has thousands and thousands of ways to offer and help you. No matter what, trust in the person and promise of God. I will tell you this, our Lord never forgets, ignores, or overlooks His child who trusts in Him. Trust in God also means acknowledging your mistakes and seek Him in prayer. Submit your problem to the Lord in prayer. Confess your sins and wait for His supernatural guidance. Lord guides you with His eye focused upon you. Secondly, do not lean on your own understanding. Your understanding means your intuitions. If you trust what your heart says, like many people of this world, then you are guided by your heart, not by the Lord. You see, you cannot trust what your heart says, because the Bible says in Jeremiah 17:9, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" End of quote. People's heart is fallen due to sinful propensities that are transmitted from our first parents. When you became a child of God, the renewing of your mind begins. However, it is a lifelong process. Meanwhile, you cannot trust your heart alone as long as you live on this sin-bound earth. You have to lean on the Word of God. You have to lean on the Holy Spirit inside you. They are the two agents that renew your mind on an ongoing basis. Therefore, do not lean on your own understanding, but lean on the Word of God and the indwelling Holy Spirit inside you. Bible says in James chapter 1 verse 5, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." Beloved, it does not say go with the intuition of your heart. If you need decision wisdom, it does say you must ask God if you need the wisdom to make a decision, even in the midst of the severe testing of your faith. If you seek Him and ask Him, it says it will be given to you. You see, it is guaranteed because it is a promise of the Lord. Thirdly, acknowledge Him in all your ways. In all your ways means exactly what that means. In small, big, and in between matters, all matters, acknowledge Him. Ask Lord, what do you say in this matter? He cares about your decisions. The Bible gives the life examples of many kings in 2 Kings and 2 Chronicles. Few of the kings in Judah set their hearts to seek the Lord. Many did not set their hearts to seek the Lord. Those who set their hearts to seek the Lord were supernaturally guided and blessed and directed by the Lord. Those who did not seek the Lord became fools and ended up in exile and destruction. Proverbs 28:26 says, "He who trusts in his own heart is a fool," end of quote. In contrast, Jeremiah 17:7 says, "But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him," end of quote. You will be blessed because the Lord is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him, Hebrews 11:6. Beloved, God promises that he will make your path straight. He loves to make your path straight. However, you must trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not be shaken or afraid of the circumstances and enemies. Believe in him and his word. Do not lean on your heart's guidance, but seek God's advice in all matters. Acknowledge the Lord in all your ways, in small, big, in between, and all matters. Check with the Lord in prayer. What shall I do? Beloved, none of us are perfect in these above counsels, right? I made my mistakes and errors in my life and suffered consequences. You see, I'm not there yet. I'm still a work in progress. So are you. However, through it all, we learn many spiritual lessons. Do not brood over your past. Past is past. God still wants you to trust, lean, and acknowledge him in all matters of your life when he extends his, your life here on this earth. Aren't you glad God forgives our past and gives us chances again and again to seek his guidance in all things? I am glad. Praise the Lord. Beloved, pray after me. Father in heaven, help me to trust you and your word. Lean not on my own understanding. I want to acknowledge you. I want to seek your counsel in all matters of my life. Thank you for your promise that you will straighten my paths. Thank you for making me grow in you, Lord, through all my circumstances. May I bring more fruits to you. In Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.